to your favorite bookish podcast, Fully Booked and Caffeinated. I'm Kelsey.
And I'm Heather.
And today we have our year-end recap. We're going to talk about some of our favorite books from this past year that we read, some of our least favorite books, some pod-specific books, some non... We're going to talk about a lot of books today. Just to kind of wrap up the year, because we both read a lot.
Yeah.
We did. Not this past month, but in general.
In general.
Mm-hmm. What is your favorite book that we covered in 2024?
The Women by Kristen Hanna.
Okay.
That was definitely my favorite book that we covered. Yeah, because I sing her praises every time she is brought up in conversation. And it was just such a good book. And I feel like it had like a really good reception too. So it was... She's just a really good author.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that she tells stories is really captivating. And I was really, really pleased. And I'm happy to like introduce her to you, because she's an author that I really liked. Mm-hmm. And now you're reading more of her books. So
yeah, and I loved The Women.
And it's not like a typical author surprised. For you either. So that's kind of nice too. Broadening your horizons.
So mm-hmm. I just never thought that I would.
No, I never thought that I would like historical fiction. And as I'm reading more and more stories that are historical fiction, I'm like, oh, I'm like, I really actually like this a lot.
Mm-hmm. My favorite book was Pretty Girls.
Mm-hmm.
Since this is one of my favorite books and my favorite author. And on the surface, this can definitely be seen as like taboo or over the top because of the subject. But just being able to discuss the writing and seeing how many people agree and how many people have also read this, there was a lot of pressure for you to read a book by my favorite author. So no, I was happy that,
I almost used that as my like most surprising one. I almost did, but then mm-hmm. I chose another one because I really did. I really, really liked that one. Like
mm-hmm.
I liked it more than I anticipated liking it.
Yeah.
It was really, really, really good.
I remembered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What was your least favorite book that we covered?
I'm thinking of ending things. Mm-hmm. So I just didn't like it. There's actually a couple that we covered that I was like, I didn't love all the books we did this year. But that one was just not good. And it went over my head. I didn't get it. You know, I think it's such like a special niche. And I wish that I got it, but I didn't.
Yeah. I agree. I had really high hopes for that one.
Yeah.
My least favorite book was Twilight. It was so bad.
That's actually really funny.
Like, the movie I don't mind rewatching, I will not reread another Twilight book. I refuse.
No, me either.
Horrible.
We can't do it to ourselves.
I mean, luckily it was a quick read, even though it was long.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I refuse.
I wasn't expecting that one. That one got me.
As soon as I thought of this question, I was like, oh, God. Okay, how about your most disappointing? So you had high hopes, but it didn't deliver.
Butcher and Blackbird.
That's a good one.
Because I had one of my like best friends loved it and like raved about it. And typically I love anything that she recommends to me. And I didn't like this like at all. Like it was just so... The writing style wasn't my favorite. The story idea really intrigued me, and I feel like so much more could have been done, and it was just not great. Yeah. I was upset that that one wasn't as good as I had hoped, because people loved it in general. Like, all over the place people loved mm-hmm. it. So I'm just like, why was this everyone's favorite book? I don't get it.
Yeah, I agree with that one for sure. My most disappointing was The Woman in Me by Britney Spears.
Oh, yeah.
Not that it was bad at all. And it wasn't bad. What I was expecting, because mm-hmm. I feel like I already knew so much about her.
Yeah.
But I think I just wanted a little more self-reflection mm-hmm. or a little less forgiveness. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah, I was a little sad about that one. What about your most surprising? Low hopes, but it delivered high.
I don't even want to call it low hopes. I want to say my most surprising, because I didn't expect to love it as much as I did, and that was The September House. Like, you know, I don't normally read horror, and I didn't quite know what to expect in general, so I can't say like it was like low stakes, but I didn't expect to love it as much as I did, and everyone that I recommended it to also really loved it, so mm-hmm. it was just a really good story, really good storytelling, and definitely one of like my favorite reads this year.
That's what I love the most about us doing this podcast, is that we've gotten each other to read so many books that mm-hmm. not necessarily that we thought the other one wouldn't like, but that they wouldn't necessarily pick up.
Yeah.
Because my most surprising, and again, not one that I had, that I didn't expect it to be good, but it's just not my usual genre, was Before I Let Go by Kennedy Ryan.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one, too.
I loved that book way more than I thought I was going mm-hmm. to. I was obsessed with the characters, the writing, all of it. I was like, oh, am I a romance girly? So
slowly but surely turning you in.
So I love that both of ours were that like, is, I know, that's really funny. Genre. All right. How about your favorite book discussion or your favorite episode that we recorded?
Twilight. Hands down, Twilight. Yeah. No, that was hands down my favorite episode we've ever done in my entire life.
Okay, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah, like it was just so, we like off the riff, like it was so chaotic, and
it was funny too.
Literally one of my favorite episodes, yeah.
Wow, that's a good one. You're right. I uh-huh. probably should have said that. I said The Measure.
Oh, but that was a good one.
Because it just made me have an existential crisis.
Yeah.
Obviously. But I just really enjoyed like discussing it with you, looking at our different points of view.
Mm-hmm.
I also loved Weight of Blood because I just think the fact that we can openly talk about real life things yeah. mm-hmm. like racism and, mm-hmm. you know, Handmaid's Tale, like all this stuff. I love that we're able to talk about that stuff and mm-hmm. that people listening can relate and, you know, that we've gotten feedback that we're doing it in a way that's, you know, honoring people and, mm-hmm. you know, because we're just trying our best, but we don't know yeah. what we're doing.
I know.
So it just makes me feel good that we're doing that type mm-hmm. of stuff. All right. So now let's talk about our non-pod reads. What is an author that you discovered this year that is now an auto buy? I feel like this is a hard one.
Yeah, really. And I don't want to go. I actually was like really thinking about this. And I'm cheating a little bit because I'm not going to go by like a new author. I'm gonna go Riley Sager because like now I really got into his books like a lot this year, more so, and I think like I just really, he's definitely someone that I'm just gonna immediately
buy. Had some of the other books but you hadn't read them yet.
No, and like, so that's what I'm saying, because I had read Final Girls forever ago, and then we covered Last Time I Lied, and I really liked that, but then like I got more, you know, we did The Only One Left and like Middle of the Night, and I read Home Before Dark. And I was like, I've just been like continuously like reading his books. And I'm like, no, like he's definitely someone that I'm. And I think even going to the meet and greet for the book also solidified like what a great person he is. And so I want to support authors that are great.
I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
That is a very, very big thing. And people like to say it's just about the book, but it's about more than that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so a little bit of a cheat, I know, sorry.
Yeah, but it's not because...
No, and I'm trying to think of, like, what authors... I mean, I really did like Alison Espatch, or whatever it was, mm-hmm. the Wedding People. Like, I think she's definitely going to be an auto-buy for me because she was such, like, a quirky writer. And I really enjoyed that. But a lot of the other authors I had already read.
Mm-hmm.
There weren't too many new ones, necessarily, that, like, blew my mind.
Yeah, I had a hard time with this one because... There's a couple that I'm like, oh, I would definitely want to read their other books, but are they an auto buy or mm-hmm. are they an auto read? Because that's two different things.
Mm-hmm.
I ultimately went with this, kind of a cheat too, because I already read all of her books, but I went with Sally Hepworth. I talk about her all the time.
Yeah, you do.
The more books I read by her, I know it's always going to be a solid reading experience. Like it's never going to blow it out of the water. I don't think I've read a 5 stars by her, but they're always entertaining and they're always good, mm-hmm. you know? And like, that's not something I could say about every author.
And actually, you know what? I would actually add, now that I'm thinking about it, I really like Rachel Gillig, the fantasy author that I read.
Yes.
So I actually think she would be an autobuy for me because I really enjoyed the two books that I read by her.
Yeah, there's a lot that are definitely auto reads, but it's hard to say auto buys.
Yes.
But Riley Sager's definitely on my list. You know, there's Karen Slaughter,
like,
obviously.
I'm going to buy whatever he puts out. Like, that's now like a true fact.
100%. And also, I feel like Sarah Penner, I want to read anything that she puts out, but that's not new. That's from last year. Yeah. So, all right. Here's the big one. Your top five reads of the year, non-pod. What are they? Hit me.
All right. Let's one off them. I'll do one, you do one.
Okay.
I'll do one, you do one.
In
do
no particular first? Order, because I didn't put them in order of my favorite.
I didn't either.
Okay. All right. Go ahead. You go first.
First, I'm going with Remarkably Bright Creatures. This actually was like my top read of 2024.
I love that.
It's just such a good book. You know, I went into it completely blind, not knowing exactly what it was about or what it was, and just knowing based off of like social media, it was such a popular book. And I didn't go into it like expecting to as love it as much as I did. And I didn't expect to have such an emotional connection to a fictional octopus, but I did. So, you know what I mean? Like, it was just such a good book. And it's one that I'll definitely like recommend to anybody. Like, you just have to read it.
Mm-hmm.
It's quirky and the story's heart-wrenching and captivating. And I think this was her debut novel as well. Of course.
Of course it was.
Putting out stunners. But yeah, that is definitely number one for me, just in general. I know yours aren't in order, but for me, that is like number one.
Okay. Yeah. Who knows? Maybe we'll cover it on the pod. Spoiler alert. Okay. My first one is Reformatory by Tana Reeve Du. This was horribly tragic and so sad, but it like altered my brain chemistry. Like, it just, I don't know. I loved it so much. And it was such a horrible book, but it's also one of those that's like really long, but you don't feel like it's long while you're reading it.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's just a very important book to read. I can't really describe it more than that, but I will recommend it to everyone. And I definitely want to read more books by her, too. I bought another one, but I haven't read it yet.
Yeah, I'll have to add that one to my list for 2025 to read.
Yeah.
Also, I was just like glancing at my list. And ironically, for this being my first year doing audiobooks, four of my books were audiobooks.
Really?
Yeah, I just realized that.
Wow.
That's actually kind of insane. So next was None of This Is True by Lisa Jewell.
Oh, so good.
I really, really liked that. Another one that was very surprising. And I think it's actually, I wonder if it's like the audiobooks that are making me like these books more. Because it's like, it's more, it really puts you into the story. But this one was just really good. Because I didn't know what was going to happen. And I don't think this was, not my first book by her, but I definitely would like to like read more by her. But this was such a good, good story.
I love that one.
Yeah, and like the podcasting element was really, really cool. And just the fact that it was very suspenseful in a tactful way. Like, it wasn't cheesy and made you like, oh, whatever. Like, when you got to the twist, you're like, oh shit, like that was like really... So I really, really enjoyed that one a lot.
Yeah, that's a really good one.
Mm-hmm.
My next one is, I have something wrong with me. My next one is My Dark Vanessa. Like, what am I doing? This is not a good book. Okay. Well, it is a good book. It's not. I need to pick happier books or something. But this one I like. It's so hard to read, and this one we listened to, which really I don't think I would have liked that one as much if I had read it. I think reading listening to it was really part of why I liked it so much. I mean, one of our friends couldn't even get through it, and I don't blame her. I just thought it was so powerful, and I also think because I listened to it right after The Teacher, that also kind of amplified why I liked it so much, because it was so much better and so much more well done. So, you know, a lot of different elements, but regardless, I think it's a great book anyway. So I stand by that decision.
Well, it's funny because my next one is My Dark Vanessa. Oh, we're both fucked up. Love it.
Love it.
Because again, this was like, I understand that this was a terrible fucking premise for a story, but it was just so well done. Like, unbelievably well done.
Like, I felt this book. I was muttering. I was talking to it. I was pissed.
Me too. Like, I stand up and I applaud you because, like, it was just, like, such a very, very, very well-told story.
I knew. Mumu just woke up from her nap, so if you hear any grunting or licking, that's Mooey.
Come on. No, but yeah, that was basically it. So, yeah.
That's funny. Okay. Feel a little better. My next one is Slewfoot by Brom. Absolutely love this. Obsessed with it. I know I'm behind on this one. I don't care. I would read it 1,000 times over. It's like the perfect witchy book with just the woman dishing out justice. You know? Because sometimes we can't count on justice to be served.
No.
So we got to take it into our own hands. So absolutely love this one. 100%.
We'll have to also add that one to 2025.
I know. All right, what's your next one?
This Time Tomorrow. That was the one. Remember the one in the quiz that I got by Emma Straub, the time traveling one?
Oh, yeah, you loved that.
It was really, and again, like, this was just another book that I went in completely blind, not really knowing what it was, and it ripped me to pieces, like all books do. And just again, like, so, like, well written. And this one I did read. This one I didn't listen to. This one, like, I did read.
That's so cool, though, that you got it from that book quiz. I love that.
Yeah, it's like literally perfect for me. And it just it was definitely like one of those what if books that really makes you think on your life and what you wish, what if you had done things differently in the past, heck, how would your future look now, kind of things. So it's just, and even though it was time travel, like, it wasn't cheesy or Back to the Future-y. It was just, again, just very, 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 very well done.
Okay. My next one is September House by Chris Orlando. I just love this book. I mean, it's so fun. It's such a fun twist on horror while still having the horror elements. I loved the characters. The cast of characters, I should say. It was just such a fun read. And I mean, it was just as fun the second time I read it as the first time. So
yeah,
I love it. All right. What's your
my last one is The Invisible Life of Addie LaRue. Again, just, God, masterful, like, completely masterful. And it was such an interesting premise of, like, this girl who's basically, I guess, immortal, realistically, you know? So it's, she goes through, like, so many different eras of life. And then the way that it ended, it was kind of perfect. So, definitely recommend that one as well.
Definitely have that one on my list. I'm excited that was definitely, to read that, like, one.
Yeah. Top five for sure.
Well, my fifth is The Change by Kirsten Miller.
Oh, that's kind of cool. Like, one of, like, the ones you just recently read.
Yeah.
Like, literally.
Like, oh. And at first I was like, should this be on the top? Because you know how it's kind of, like, recency bias.
Yes.
But then I'm like, no, there's so many elements of this
I know.
That I love.
I tried to, like, make sure that I wasn't doing that too, because, like, I did read, like, a lot of good ones the past, like, 2 months. So I was trying to, like, really make sure that ones that I chose were not just because I recently read them.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm like, this is definitely one that I will continue to love, because it was mainly just about the characters. Like, I'm going to remember the characters, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, we have some good ones. All right, what is the most overrated book you read this year?
I have to go with Never Lie by Freida McFadden, just because I feel like everyone raves about her, and everyone really liked this specific one, and I didn't. So I'm like, what am I missing? And I think it's because, like, the big twist of the book, I guess the build up to it made it, I don't know, just didn't sit well with me. So I have to go with that one.
Yeah, a Freedom McFadden book isn't that surprising.
Mm-hmm. No.
Mine was First Lie Wins by Ashley Elston.
Mm.
This was definitely a book of the month choice this year. This was all over BookTok. It was a Reese's Book Club pick.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't enjoy it at all.
Yeah.
The main character was so annoying. I didn't think the twist was as earth-shattering as people kind of made it seem.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I saw this everywhere and I was like, oh, I definitely missed that somewhere. Yeah. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I mean, whatever. What about the most underrated book you read this year?
I'm going to go with the One Dark Window duology. Those okay. two books. Because mm-hmm. I thought that they were so, so good. And I feel like I don't see enough of them.
Yeah, I haven't really seen them either.
Because it was just a really good fantasy book. And like I said before, the fact that the second book was kind of more from the POV of a secondary character in the first book, and I just really, really loved it. And I'm so sad that it's only, like, I'm actually heartbroken that it's only a duology. Like, I'm really sad that I'm not going to get more.
Mm-hmm.
So that's I would highly recommend those.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I kind of have two. First one is The Violence by Delilah S. Dawson.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is Night Bitch by Rachel Yoder. Both of these are about women finding their power. Obviously, my favorite genre. And I don't know if Night Bitch can be considered underrated because they made it into a movie with Amy Adams.
Yeah, I haven't really seen that one. And I didn't even know that it was made into, like,
yeah, it's like in select theaters right now.
Oh.
And I do want to see it, but I'll wait for it to be on streaming. But anyway, both of these are just like really good books about women kind of fighting against society and these, you know, perceived roles that they're supposed mm-hmm. to be in. One is about motherhood and about how that kind of like strips
yes,
her identity
I
away.
That. I remember
yeah,
talking
I,
about
I talked
that.
About it on an episode. Mm-hmm. And then The Violence, it does have the pandemic kind of written into it, which I don't normally like.
Mm-hmm.
But it's because it's about a new pandemic of violence, and it's so good, it's so unexpected, and it just has like really weird storylines that you wouldn't expect that kind of make it have like these lighthearted moments.
Yeah.
So definitely both of those. And then, like I said, I just read that other book by Delilah S. Dawson and I really liked it. So she's becoming a favorite author too. Okay, this is such a ridiculous question because we don't even know what's coming out in 2025. But is there a book that you're already anticipating for 2025?
Yeah, I actually have a couple.
Okay, let's hear it.
This Book Will Bury Me by Ashley Winstead.
That's mine too.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that one. Don't Let Him In by Lisa Jewell.
Mm-hmm.
That one sounds really, really good. Bury Our Bones in the Midnight Soil by V.E. Schwab, who did The Invisible Life of Addie LaRue. I didn't mm-hmm. realize that she had a new book coming out, so I'm also looking forward to that. Of course, Great Big Beautiful Life by Emily Henry, because now she's becoming quickly an author that I really love. And then actually, Rachel Gillig has a new book coming out, The Night and the Moth. So definitely getting that one as soon as it comes out.
Yeah. Okay.
So, mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then on top of that, all of the books that we don't even know about that'll be coming out. Obviously, Riley Stager has a book coming out that looks
yeah.
really good.
Oh, yes, that one too. Of course, I'll probably forget that one as well, yeah.
Yeah, so that one will be fun. Okay, I have a little bonus question.
Okay.
Who is your favorite character from a book this year?
Oh, do they have to be Pod or any book?
Any book.
Marcellus.
I love it.
It's Marcellus. And you'll see why.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mine is an obvious one too. Abatha from Slewfoot.
Mm-hmm.
The witch who
yeah.
shows him who's boss.
Oh, I love that.
I think the only other thing is what is our reading goal for next year? I hit my reading goal this past year. But I said that I was going to read more nonfiction, And I read like 2 nonfiction books the entire year. So didn't do that. Let's see.
What was mine? I know I passed mine.
Yeah, I read 117 and it'll be 118 by the time the year is over.
Wait, I'll be right there, Molly. Oh, here it is. I wanted to at least read 50 and I read 76.
Oh, nice. You really
stormed
past that.
Yeah.
Yeah, my goal is still going to be 100, which is definitely going to be harder because I will be in school.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't even know if I'll make 100, but I feel like I can't go less. So we'll see what happens. I'll do my best.
Yeah, same. I'm going to bump mine up to 60.
Okay.
Just because, like, I don't know what to expect, like being like a mom and stuff. Like, I don't really know what I'll actually. And I am trying to, as we discussed off recording, that I'm trying to put more structure in my life. So while I do like love reading, I want to make sure that I'm doing enough of everything else too.
100%. Yeah. Yeah. I feel like that's something I need to focus on too. Like not putting away my other responsibilities to read.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so this was, I mean, it was a good reading year.
No, this was a really good reading year for me too. I feel like I like discovered more genres.
Yeah, I definitely read a lot more of genres that are not normal to me, like literary fiction, historical fiction. So that's exciting. And I mean, it's not exciting because it really expands my TBR a lot. But
true.
You know how that can be.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, we've got some exciting stuff planned for the pod for next year. We've got some good books to look forward to. And obviously there'll be some new ones that we'll throw in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
If you have any recommendations of books that we should cover or the books that we should discuss, email us, let us know. We're always open to adding books to our never-ending TBRs.
100%.
Anything else that we need to cover?
No, I think this was a perfect recap of our year.
That's all, 2024.
Peace out.
2025, we're coming for you. I'm going to say goodbye to the year with a nice big middle finger. Yeah, that's all we have for you today and this year. If you like what you heard, please make sure to follow, subscribe, and rate and review the podcast on whatever platform you're listening on. It will help us out a lot. If you have any book recommendations or questions for us, you can email us at fullybookedcalfpod@gmail.com. Also, be sure to follow us on our socials, TikTok and Instagram at fullybookedcalfpod. To see our upcoming reads. Thanks for checking us out. And remember,
if you need us, we're fully booked.
Bye.